been wonderful. Mm-hmm. And this is really what we're all about. So I hope we can leave on a positive note. I've already told next year's trustees they have big shoes to fill. And we sincerely appreciate all that you've done and all that you've taught us. Many of us don't have the opportunity to get to know college students anymore. And so it's just been a wonderful experience all the way around. Thank you and good luck. And let's give these guys a stand.
You're here.
We'll continue on if that's okay. I think since September, since our very first meeting as a newly constituted group of trustees, we've had a presentation on diversity at each and every one of our meetings. I think it's time now for that presentation, and I'd ask Stan perhaps to introduce the presentation. I think Mina might be doing that.
Yes. Dr. Rao is walking to the podium, but today, if I have it right, Mina, we're really going to look at diversity in terms of graduate education. Do
That's
I have
correct.
It right?
Graduate and professional programs.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stan. Thank you, Trustee Kennedy. Can I have the first slide, please? Or am I doing the slide? Okay. At the foundation, at the core of every American research university is graduate education. And the foundation of graduate education is an intellectual community that creates new knowledge and advances the learning of all of its members, pushing disciplinary boundaries, fostering interdisciplinary dialogue, and establishing common purpose. The University of Illinois' three campuses pride themselves in bringing together superb students with outstanding research faculty in a stimulating environment to pursue knowledge in a variety of fields and gain skills in professions and disciplines. Our students are equipped with the ideas and tools needed to shape the world and become leaders of tomorrow. A key component to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment is our commitment to ensuring a diverse pool of students, including graduate students. At the University of Illinois, we define diversity broadly to embrace all aspects of human difference, including gender, race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, disability, socioeconomic status, status as a veteran, geographical diversity, and religion. As Trustee Kennedy mentioned, we started this series of diversity presentations. In November, it was a broad overview of diversity at U of I. In January, Heather Habaraka focused on doing business with minority-owned businesses. In March, I focused on faculty, and today we'll focus on postgraduate education. I'll provide you a broad overview, and then I've requested Dr. Michael Toney, Director of the Urban Health Program, to give you an insight into the special efforts being done in the Urban Health Program. Next slide. As in the case of undergraduate students, and we, in terms of our postgraduate programs, and I'm sorry for the size of this slide, but you have it in your handouts and at your tables. It's very important that we develop a robust pipeline and increase diversity in the professoriate. And shown here is the race and ethnic distribution with respect to Native American, African American, and Latino-Latina students over a period of 10 years. Over 25% of our enrolled students are in graduate programs, and in all three campuses, there's been a relatively modest growth in our ability to attract a diverse population of students into these programs, and that's shown on the top panel of the of this slide. On the lower panel is a similar table depicting professional student enrollment, and this is a little over 5% of our professionals, of the total students are professional students. These include students in the colleges of medicine, nursing, pharmacy, vet med, law, business, and applied health sciences. Going back to the top table, while there has been an increase in African American and Latino-Latina students in the graduate programs, a small increase in the graduate programs in Chicago, as well as in the professional programs, this is not the case for Native American students. It also must be noted that in the Urbana campus, while there's been an increase in the total number of professional students, if you look at the numbers below, it's gone up from 961 to 1,098. The percentage of African American and Latino students have declined. The challenge for us is how to make basic research as well as professions attractive to our graduates, a problem that a number of national organizations are also addressing. The next slide shows you the same data in a little bit more colorful and pictorial format. Shown on in each of the pairs of bars are the relative are the numbers of students of Native American, African American, shown in golden yellow, and Latino-Latina in blue. And on the y-axis is the percentage of students, and what's shown in the top of each bar are the number of students. What becomes obvious in this slide is that we are doing a better job of attracting, in terms of percentage-wise, more students, underrepresented minority students, into our professional programs than we are into the overall graduate program. So how does all this compare with our peers? Much as I've done in the previous presentations, in the next slide is shown of how the U of I campuses rank with respect to our CIC colleagues. CIC, again, stands for the Committee of Institutional Cooperation, which includes the Big Ten schools, plus the University of Chicago and UIC is also included in this. Shown at the bottom of the panel are our numbers for University of Illinois at Springfield. As you can see from this slide and highlighted in yellow, the University of Illinois at Chicago ranks number one amongst our CIC peers in terms of African American and Latino-Latina graduate students. Almost 16% of the graduate students are from underrepresented minorities. We obviously don't do so well in terms of recruiting Native American students. Urbana fares very well also, and in the overall ranking is ranked number four. And if you compare the University of Illinois at Springfield, Springfield's recruitment numbers have also increased in the recent years. Our programs are only as good as our graduation rates, and shown here are the graduation rates for all students. This includes the total number of students on our campuses. By the powers vested in him by the Board of Trustees, President Eikenberry this year awarded and conferred 5,102 master's degrees and 240-odd master's programs. That's the total across the three campuses shown in red. He also conferred 1,078 PhD degrees, with 70% of them being conferred at the Urbana campus. And finally, he conferred 860 professional degrees, with 65%, namely 559 of these degrees, being conferred at UIC. The Springfield campus has no professional programs, and that's why there's no bar there. So how do our underrepresented minority students do in these, in terms of the graduation rates and the programs that they study in? Can I have the next slide, please? Shown here on this slide, again, the green represents Native American students, the blue represents African American students, and the red represents Latino-Latina students. We have conferred 487 master's degrees to underrepresented students, and this represents and 62 PhD degrees and a resounding 128 professional degrees to underrepresented minority students. The reason I say a resounding 128 professional degrees is this makes up 20.9% of underrepresented minority students in postgraduate programs are getting professional degrees. If you look at this,
into this slide, I'm having a hard time following that.
I mean,
could you tie that statement into this slide?
Okay.
I couldn't find the.
So if you if you add up the professional degrees, so that's the lower bar in each of the universities. So if you take the number 38, 90, and 38 and 90, that's 128. Okay. You see 38 and 90 under professional degrees for UIC and UIUC.
Yeah.
So 128, and we have a total number of, if you take that as a percentage of the total number of underrepresented minority students, it represents 20% of the total number of underrepresented minority students we have. So the total number is 120, I have to do higher math here, 600. It's about 700 postgraduate degrees are given to underrepresented minority students. Of those 700 postgraduate degrees, 128 are in the professions. So that means 20.2% of our underrepresented minority students are getting professional degrees. If you go back to the previous slide and you do the same comparison for the overall student population, that's only 12% of our students. So the conclusion from that is more of our postgraduate underrepresented minority students are attracted to our professional degree programs. And those professional degree programs are law, medicine, business, et cetera, and those kind of disciplines. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think I understand it better now, and it's I'm not quite sure of the implications.
I'm going to come to the implications in a minute. Okay, so in the next slide, I want to sort of briefly summarize, and time does not permit me to go into details into how we do this. The question is, what are we doing to develop students? What are we doing to advance diversity in our graduate student population? How are we getting students attracted to graduate education? There are a number of programs that are both local and national that we participate in. The first one is the Summer Research Opportunity Program, which is one of a signature program at the University of Illinois in our graduate colleges. It was established again by the CIC graduate deans, and the goal of SROP is to introduce underrepresented sophomores and juniors to academic research in the summer, and to make graduate education an attractive career choice for them, or an attractive choice to further their careers. The students are from racial and ethnic minority groups and are also from geographically underrepresented areas, and they spend the summer in their junior and sophomore year, the summer between their sophomore and junior years and between their junior and senior years, undergoing a lot of mentoring, exposure to research, discipline-specific skill workshops, and they even get training sessions in how to do graduate GRE exams and so on. Another program sort of similar to this is the Ronald McNair Postbaccalaureate Program, and it's really interesting that recently the College of Education in Urbana recognized one of the pioneers in the area of support for low-income first-generation students. Dr. Arnold Mitchum was given an honorary degree, and one of the things that he oversees in the Council for Opportunity in Education are programs like the Ronald E. McNair Program. We have other programs on our campus which are called Graduate Pathways to Success programs, and these are again targeted to juniors and seniors in the undergraduate program. They are year-long exposures to research and to make these students attracted to careers, to the idea of going to graduate school, to the idea of training them to be in graduate school. We've talked in previous presentations about the support that both of our larger campuses especially are giving to both women and underrepresented minorities in the STEM disciplines. There is the WISE program in Chicago and the WE program at Urbana. And finally, when underrepresented minority students get recruited into our graduate programs, there are a number of different fellowships that are available both within the university, the Abraham Lincoln Fellowship, the Graduate College Fellowships, monies that are made available through the graduate colleges. In Springfield, there's a Whitney M. Young Fellowship. And here again, this is not only available to students who are from underrepresented minority racial and ethnic groups, but also from geographically underrepresented areas. And finally, I want to take half a minute to tell you a little bit about the DFI program. The DFI programs was formerly known as the IMGIP and ISOP programs, and this is a grant program funded through the Illinois Board of Higher Education. Trustee Carroll sits on the DFI board, and the program is essentially to increase the number of underrepresented faculty and staff in Illinois institutions of higher education, both in the academy as well as in administration of two-year and four-year colleges. The DFI has come, the University of Illinois as a whole has done very well in our students competing for DFI funds. This is a grant program. And till last year, we captured, the Urbana and Chicago campuses captured 50% of the total money available for this program. However, this has come under the budget, it's come under the acts of the state budget, and we're very concerned about